I'll take this doctor.
Your dental plan is going to look good.
It's going to be great. Dental plan.
The Perfectly Cromulent Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Perfectly Cromulent Podcast. We are at episode 11.
12? 12, 12. Pretty sure.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Are we?
I think we're 12.
Yeah, I think we're 12. How are things? I can't believe we've made it this far. We have to say that every time. It's
I know. It's part of our intro now.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who we are until we say it. Things have been pretty good.
It should have been canceled.
Oh, they're on episode 12. What are they on now? They're so fucking annoying. Actually, let me check right now. We are definitely on episode 12. All right.
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah, we knew that the whole time.
Yeah.
Things are going well, man. How are things going with you?
Oh, life's good, man. Sunny
day. What are you doing this week?
Sunny day. Friday, we're going to Universal Studios.
Yeah. Jealous. One of three, right?
No, her Alyssa's work gives passes, and it's a day pass that goes for all three parks.
Oh.
So we're going to try to punch out all the best ones.
Well, what are the best ones you're thinking already?
Well, we want to do, like, the Harry Potter.
Yes.
You know, like, Jurassic Park, the Hulk roller coaster.
Yes, the Hulk roller coaster was the first thing I was thinking of, because I've never seen that in the California one. So I want to do that one. God, I'm jealous.
And then, because there's Volcano Bay is one of the parks.
Uh-huh.
Water park thing. So we're going to have our bathing suits, and there's like a...
Oh, my God.
Like water slides, I think, and there's like a giant volcano with a wave pool and stuff. It looks...
No.
It looks boss.
I hate you, man.
Yeah, well, most people do.
I hope one of those rides breaks while you're up top.
Thanks, dude. And
you don't get hurt. Oh, you just fall.
Yeah. I recover fully.
Yeah, but you know that it's karma.
Yeah.
Can't go on any more of that shit while I'm not there.
Well, then that brings up the next part of why this episode is completely Disney. Is last Friday we went to Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the happiest place on earth.
Did you get the turkey leg?
No, I didn't get the turkey leg.
Did you get a churro?
I know. I said I was going to, but we had a plan to get food in all the little worlds, like all the sections of Disney World.
Okay.
So something to eat all the way, and I couldn't commit to a full turkey.
No, good call. Okay. You had a strategy. You stuck to it. I respect that. But now you got to know what foods did you get? What was the best one?
So we went to, it was like Bill Pecos. It was like a Mexican Western kind of place.
Okay.
I had like this kind of taco pork bowl thing that was really good. We had a funnel cake and the best food we had was a waffle sandwich, but it was a spicy buffalo chicken.
Oh,
it was awesome, man.
Okay, that sounds unreal.
And we got it at this, it's called Sleepy Hollow. It's a small little restaurant shop, and it's right by the Cinderella Castle. So that's where we got the funnel cake. We got this chicken sandwich and got a coffee.
Can you tell me what a funnel cake is?
Well, it's kind of like, do you know what like an elephant ear is?
Oh, yeah.
But it's kind of like shredded up into thin, like almost like a bunch of finger length stretches of dough piled on top of each other and then fried. So it's kind of like funnel an elephant cake ear with like whipped cream. We had strawberries on it.
No,
like,
that sounds sick. I don't know. Why do they call it a funnel cake?
I have no idea. I thought it was going to be in the shape of a funnel cake.
That's what I thought.
Serve it in like a snow cone sometimes. Yeah.
And I thought it was actual cake, but not like elephant ears, because that shit's delicious.
Yeah, it's just like a fried dough with powdered sugar and strawberry and all that stuff. It was good.
Yeah. Want to recap last week's poll real quick, or do you have something else?
No, a lot of it will tie in later on. So.
Okay.
I like how it sounds.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got my butt kicked, which is expected from that poll. I got a lot of hate for putting Shaun of the Dead and Step Brothers on there. You only got some hate, and mostly for Jim Carrey's The Grinch.
Yeah, I knew I would, but those people are idiots. So. Yeah, once you said Step Brothers, once you said Shaun of the Dead, I'm like, okay, this guy's gonna, that's gonna help me a bit. But once you said Step Brothers, I'm like, yeah.
I wasn't expecting to win this one. Oh man, I forgot to post a vid of me eating that cabbage. I'm gonna post that right before I post this episode, actually.
Because I can't wait to see that. Because you dude, react thinking about
I know I've been putting it off because thinking about it.
It's pretty clear why. Because
oh god.
So for the 12th episode, we will be doing a fact. It's all Disney related. I think I've mentioned that once or twice.
I'll say it again.
We're doing a fact or fiction, all about Disney stuff. We have a new segment called Ranker. It's going to be a quick little blast through. I'll say two movies, Dushan picks which one he likes more, and then that winner will face another movie, and so on and so forth for whatever 12 movies I got written down. Then we got a new sponsor, I believe, today.
Yeah, we do. Yep. Won't let you know who it is. Fake Fruit and Company.
Awesome.
Oops, yeah. Spilled it.
Yeah, they already sent us the check, so.
Yeah.
And then we got a little quick little story of what happened at Disney World, which was hilarious.
Okay.
We have a Mount Rushmore of Disney villains that we would want to be friends with. We can dive into that a little later, but it was kind of trickier than I thought it would. And we'll finish with a classic, What I Learned This Week.
Nice. I finally have like a legit one I thought about.
Yeah, good. Okay.
I mean, I always do.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that you didn't just Google a bunch of facts about Disney and you're just prepped for this.
Oh, crap. See, I didn't learn anything Disney-wise.
No, I mean for the fact or fiction.
Oh, fact? Oh, no, no. I'm excited for this.
Fun facts about this. Like, wow, he knows all of it.
No way I would want to ruin that. Screw that.
Okay. So, everyone, we are going to the first segment here, fact or fiction about Disney.
Let's go.
Dewey, are you ready?
I was born ready for this game.
Dumbo became the first film ever to release a soundtrack. Or sufferers of something called the Bambi complex are very sympathetic toward wild animals.
Damn, that one sounds true. I'm going to go with the Bambi complex being a fact and the soundtrack being false. Yes.
The first soundtrack was actually Snow White.
I was going to say Snow White, I would assume.
Yeah, I think the way this Bambi complex thing is pretty specific, so I think I kind of screwed myself there.
And it makes sense. Like, that's what you would call someone that was overly sensitive to
apparently
all wild
it's not
animals.
An official thing. It's an unofficial complex, but
whatever.
It's apparently.
Yeah.
All
it's
right.
Going to be some other name if it's not official.
That will be
1-0. Yes.
Okay. So, number two. Question number two.
Give me number two.
Jackie Chan dubbed the Beast's voice in the Chinese translation of Beauty and the Beast.
No.
Or the total amount of film used by Disney and all its other companies that it now owns is enough to reach the moon and back.
That one sounds like a fact. There's no way Jackie Chan dubbed.
Do you want a repeat of both?
No, there's no way. There's no way. And there's a lot of movies, and you said owned as well. So, like,
yeah, that's like, I don't know.
How many? Repeat that second one more time.
It says the total amount of film used by Disney and its other companies, so Marvel, whatever else it owns, is enough to reach the moon and back.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
That is
false. That's fact. That's false.
I made that one up completely.
Shit.
It is true that Jackie Chan voiced the Beast in Chinese version of Beauty and the Beast. Apparently, he also did the singing.
Unreal. You made that one up? I was trying to think of, like, literal, like, old movies. So, like, you know, all the way there and all of them combined and back. I'm like, fucking for sure that one makes sense.
Maybe, but I didn't see
Jackie
that anywhere.
Chan,
I made
dude.
That up. Jackie Chan.
That one made no sense. I was like, there's no way.
Okay, 1-1. Here we go. Game
Damn
on.
It. Good
Game
one.
On.
Good one.
Okay.
Good one. You're learning from the best. Clear.
Well, you know, I think Yeah.
What you got for number three?
Number three, Kevin Spacey. Oof. Kevin Spacey originally had a writing credit for Hercules, but has since been removed following his sexual assault allegations. Or the American flags at Disney World are all fake. This way they don't have to observe half-mast when they lowered the flags.
Yeah, I get that. Damn, there's no way. That seems like it's like a loophole that would just make other people mad. Repeat that first one again. Kevin Spacey. Never mind. Kevin Spacey removed credits, but that would so be something I would expect. Okay, I'm going Kevin Spacey getting removed from Hercules writer's credits as fact.
That is false.
Fuck!
I made that one up too. So, Disney World, apparently they will remove a star or they'll remove a stripe on every flag because these are technically pennants and they don't have to worry about taking flags down.
Damn it. What a bunch of snakes.
I know. You figure someone would bitch about that.
I would for sure assume, like, for sure someone's bitching about it and they just comply instantly. I'm like, there's no way. Oh, okay. Good one on Kevin Spacey, though.
1-2-1. Questions number four. An estimated 1.65 million sunglasses have been lost at Disney World since it opened. Or it would take 48 years to stay in each of the rooms at Disney World hotels and resorts.
Fuck, this is hard. And it's 2-1 for you?
2-1 for me.
Repeat. Okay, how many sunglasses lost since it opened? And then how many hours for rooms?
No, it's not hours.
Oh,
it's
days.
1.65 million sunglasses have been lost.
Okay.
Or 48 years to stay in all the rooms at Disney World Hotel and Resort.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
I don't know how it is over there, but you're sweating.
1.65 million sunglasses seems like a small amount. I'm going to go, that one is false. And since it opened, it should have been way more than that. And I'm going with it takes 40 something years to sleep in all the rooms. That's fact.
My friend, you've earned eating the cabbage because you're wrong again.
Again, man. No.
Apparently, it would take 68 years to sleep in all the rooms.
Fuck. And they actually lost 1.65 million like glasses. That's nothing, I would think.
Sunglasses, yeah.
Like, how many visitors do they get a year? I would assume they probably lose.
Yeah, but they have to lose.
Sure.
Right.
But imagine all the kids with sunglasses just leave them everywhere.
Yeah.
Let alone moms, adults, people.
Sorry, boss. Get Looks stolen. Like you lost again.
All right, I lost again. Fuck you.
Do you wanna hear the last one?
Yes. I'm pissed, though. I'm actually pissed.
Okay. You got pummeled, boy.
Fucking wrecked.
The acquisition of Oh, what an idiot. Okay. The acquisition of Marvel was delayed at first because execs felt the subject matter was too racy for the Disney brand. Or the studio's first choice for Buzz Lightyear was Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal?
The voice.
Yeah. I would say that one's true for sure.
That's the one you went with?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Man, we could have got it down to the wire.
Sorry, buddy.
Fuck.
An easy one. I didn't even want to do a fifth one because I knew you weren't going to do it. Well, Dewey, looks like you've lost two in a row.
I have lost two in a row. Things are not coming up, Dewey.
Things are not coming up, Dewey, but let's learn a little bit more how the mind of Dewey works in a new segment called Ranker. So I will pin two movies against each other. You just tell me which one you like better, and then we'll go from there.
All right.
Your first matchup is Brave versus Frozen.
Brave.
Brave versus Pocahontas.
Damn it. I feel like I like Brave better as a movie, but Pocahontas with nostalgia plus the music.
Music's so good.
Nostalgia and music. Pocahontas.
Pocahontas versus Mulan.
Shit.
The cartoon.
Of course. That one has the wicked villain.
That guy's a badass.
He scared me when I was a kid, man. Every time. Oh, Mulan or Pocahontas. I'm going with... Ooh, this one's really tough. Let's go with Mulan. Damn it.
Nice.
No, back. I'm going back to Pocahontas. Pocahontas for sure.
Pocahontas?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yeah, okay. Final answer.
Pocahontas versus Tarzan.
Tarzan. Easy. Great Tarzan music. Great movie.
Great music. Tarzan versus A Bug's Life.
Tarzan.
Tarzan versus The Incredibles.
Shit. Oh! I can't get Phil Collins out of my head. But The Incredibles movie was so
damn
awesome.
The other day, man.
So goddamn incredible. I will have to go with The Incredibles. Sorry, Tarzan.
Ooh.
I know.
Not what I would have went with there, but that's all right. The Incredibles versus Toy Story 3.
I'm going with Incredibles.
The Incredibles versus The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Whoa, okay. That one's actually tough because as you get older, The Hunchback of Notre Dame is just incredible.
So good.
It gets better when you're an adult, I think. They're masterpieces, the songs. And it's like actually hits you hard.
Yeah.
Frollo's such a good villain. He's like a believable real life character.
He seems like a real guy who would do that.
Yeah, 100%. But Incredibles was so funny. So good. I have to go with Incredibles, but just because I think it was newer. So like it had elements that I liked more.
Okay.
It was more funny. It was definitely funnier than Hunchback. Okay.
The Incredibles verse Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, Beauty and the Beast. For sure.
Thank God, that's my movie.
No, that one holds a special
place. This one's easy, I think. Beauty and the Beast versus Peter Pan.
No, it's not that easy. Ever since I was a kid, I was like, I want to be Peter Pan, so I never have to grow up. I'm kind of living by that. But
you're on the show with me.
Fuck.
There's only three more after this.
Okay, I think I'm sorry. Oh, shit. No, I'm not sorry. I don't know what to pick. This is tough. I'm going to go with, if I had to pick one to watch right now, Peter Pan. I'm going with Peter Pan.
Ooh,
I know. I'm sorry to hurt you.
Peter Pan versus The Little Mermaid.
Oh, Peter Pan. I'm sorry.
Peter Pan versus Aladdin.
Aladdin.
And in the final showdown... Because your favorite is The Lion King. It's been left off.
Yes.
It is Aladdin versus Finding Nemo.
Aladdin.
Aladdin wins ranker today.
Aladdin's in my top three for sure. And
yeah,
then like
it's so good.
Top three kind of mix around other than Lion King who stays at the top. But like depending on what day, it can be Jungle Book, can be Peter Pan, or it could be Beauty and the Beast or Aladdin. But Aladdin most of the time.
Yeah, it's so good. Like the genie is just cheers me up.
It's hilarious.
It makes me
the story's
happy.
Great. And the music is good. And even the remake, like the live action one, is unreal.
Yeah.
Out of all the live action remakes, that one has to be the best by far.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that
That's
was Ranker. Aladdin pulls off the
victory.
That was
fun. All right, I like that.
Little segment. I believe now is we're getting signal from the producer. Now is the time for our sponsor or we will lose the money.
Ooh, oh crap. Okay. Let me get to it right now. Oh, here it is. Every decade, there is a revolution. A revolution in design. From the geniuses that brought us fake fruit decorations comes a brand new way to look at space. Fake Fruit & Co. have worked tirelessly to achieve what no other designer has yet to accomplish. The fake window. Have an empty wall where whenever you walk by, you think, there should be a window there. Well, us too. Call to book your free appraisal now. We'll come to your home, cut out a hole in the desired wall or space, fit it to one of our two window templates, and install it all in a month's work. The fake window will look just like a real window, but without all the hassles of a real window. Call now and get your free fake window on us, Fake Fruit & Co.
Thank you, Fake Fruit & Co.
Thank you.
I hate all the hassles of having windows.
Real windows suck, man. I wish I just had fake windows in all of my houses.
I'm looking right over here, and wow, I wish that was fake.
Yeah, like the sun is getting in your eyes, and that wouldn't be a problem with a fake window.
Nope. So thank you.
Thanks, man. Cool. We appreciate it.
I believe I got a little two-minute story to keep...
Disney story?
A little laugh. Yeah, it's a story from Disney World.
Okay.
It ties in really well with a photo I sent you earlier about an Instagram account we follow.
Oh, good. Okay.
You're already laughing. This is a good story. So Alyssa and I are standing in line for It's a Small World, the little boat that takes you around like all the globe, whatever. And so they have these dividers set up blocking the line. And the dividers are maybe 3 feet tall. There's a gap of 3 feet, and then there's the wall so you can't breathe on each other or whatever. And we both happen to just look to the left for a split second where a got-to-be two-year-old kid was walking absolute full speed, hits his head on the barrier, but the barrier height is exactly at the base of the neck and shoulders, so it's only his head hit this wall, and I like burst out instantly, and Alyssa tried to fight it at first, but I just burst out laughing. The parents couldn't tell I was laughing because you couldn't see, but all you see is the shoulder height of this kid hit the wall. He does like a stagger back step, completely blown away that he hit something, and he's just got a Forky t-shirt from Toy Story. And it's just like, we laughed all the way down till we got on the ride. And it just the timing, we both happened to look. We both see him just in full stride and then just hits his head on his.
I think it should be more socially acceptable to be able to laugh at kids.
It's hilarious.
They're just like little drunk people. Like you would laugh at a drunk guy that did that.
Oh, yeah. But the way the height of this barrier to where it hit, it was right above the shoulder and only head. It's just like.
Just takes his head clean off.
We were both like crying. It was hilarious. And that was my best laugh at Disney all day. I'll never forget that moment.
That's hilarious.
That was my 2 minute story from Disney World. That kid with the Forky t-shirt.
I'm glad he was wearing a Forky t-shirt too. Like, couldn't be more weeby.
It just completed the whole thing. And it's just bringing me back 1 week ago.
Oh man.
That was my 2 minute story.
Thanks again.
So I believe,
a Rushmore time. My
watch, it is time for a Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
Now it is Disney villains we would like to be friends with. And as I mentioned earlier, it's a little more tricky than we thought because most villains are pretty selfish. They don't seem like I'd want to be friends with them.
No, there's not a lot of misunderstood Disney villains. Most of them are just plain evil, like to the core.
Literally just a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, so I have to agree with you, Lindo. It was very tough to get eight to try to cover my ass in case we overlapped.
I'm looking at my list right now and I'm still not even sure who I should take first overall. I got first overall and
it's tough.
I think I'm having a change of heart here.
Okay.
It's first pick and I don't know. Once we get going, I think it'll be better.
Exactly. I don't know. I don't have a clear 101 either.
No. This person, I'm taking first overall because they are misunderstood.
Oh, well, that just contradicts everything I said right before this. Who is it?
Because in recent years, and more movies have been made around this character, Maleficent.
Oh,
is actually pretty sweet. She's a sweetheart. She has magic. She just really hates that dickhead king, but the king cut off her wings in the movies. And I think she's rightful to have this grudge, but she could turn me into anything I want. She's actually caring deep down. And I think because she lives in this mystical world based on like the Maleficent movies, she's just there. She protects everyone. She seems like she's actually a sweetheart at the core.
Huh.
As a bat lie, I would want to be friends with Maleficent because the rest of them are all pure evil.
Okay, okay. See, I didn't even have her on my list because I don't remember her deal from the cartoon. And then I didn't watch the Angelina Jolie movie, so I don't know. I didn't know she was misunderstood.
You have to watch them. The Maleficent movie, I've got a funny story about that I'll tell after. I don't know if you can tell it now.
Ah, just tell it now, bro.
Okay. Maleficent, the first remake with Angelina Jolie there?
Never mind. I'll just go. My first pick.
We were at a training camp or at a tournament in Mexico City. We're all eating in the cafeteria with all the teams, and it's all these, like, you know, super high performance athletes, and everybody finished their meal from all these countries, and we're all watching Maleficent on the TVs around. And I thought there was this funny image where we're all watching like this Disney princess movie, and all these like super masculine men finish their meals and just stay until the movie's over.
It's like prison movies if they were just forced to watch Maleficent.
But okay.
Okay, good choice then. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think you'll really enjoy at least the first Maleficent. The second one's good too, but the first one...
Oh, I didn't even know there's two. Jesus. Okay. Well, my pick now, I did have a clear 101. I was lying to you. It's not... He's not misunderstood, but he's funny.
I know who you're going.
He's a god. I think we have those two things in common, so Hades is my first choice. Hades from Hercules.
He was the one I was split on, but I went with... Yeah, Hades is awesome. I think he's funny, but
he's kind of a dick, but I think I could empathize with his dickishness, and we'd just be good buds and just chill and do, like, dumb shit on Earth together, like, fucking... He would just be cracking jokes the whole time, doing magic, and I'd just be his, like, little... sidekick, but like not like one of those two sidekicks from the movie. Yeah, but they were such shit sidekicks. I'd be like, I'd be more like, I don't know, his second, like number two. Wouldn't be a sidekick, but it was just like friend. Okay.
That's a good
pick. I mean, that's the point of it, right? Like, we were going to be friends with them.
Yeah. He's a good pick. He was up there. He was the one I was split between going first. Mm-hmm. But okay, now I'm split here again. Because I don't know who's going to be on your list. It's freaking me out. I'm going to go with... He's a douchebag. He's a douchebag through and through.
Okay.
But I think he would fit in with some of my friends because some of them are douchebags too. He drinks a lot of booze. He eats a lot of good food. I'm going to go with Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. Because he's such a dick. But he's like, you know, he's an athlete. He's a hunter. He drinks. I feel like that would be right up some of my friend's alley.
Yeah, I didn't have him on my list. I was like, he's too much of a douche. I was like, there's no way I'd get along with him. But he would be good in like a social setting with a bunch of us.
Yeah, I think he would fit in because then he would know not to be a full douche.
Yeah. You could change him.
Yeah.
I guess he's a little misunderstood because he's just probably grown up in a time where you have to be hyper masculine, you know, like, let's be serious.
And every woman ever is in love with him. And
gets a false sense of like delusion of grandeur. And then, of course, like, what do you expect to happen? What's going to happen? Yeah, that's a good call, actually. I should have had him on my list for that reason.
Because he's in that like pub scene and stuff. I just think, you know, we'd play dumb games, drinking, whatever.
Yeah.
Gaston.
Good choice.
My number two.
Okay. Well, what is my number two going to be? Because it's tough. But, okay, it's a toss-up between these two. I don't know which one you would pick if you're going to pick, but I'm taking Shere Khan from Jungle Book as a good bud. I'm assuming if we're friends, he's less inclined to kill me. And having a fucking tiger friend would be lit AF. It'd be like Raja, but just more like badass. Where you're like, oh shit, don't fuck with Dude. Like, he's got Shere Khan with him.
Okay, we'll snap in a second.
Right? I'd be like a nerdier, lamer version of Mike Tyson with my pet tiger. Yeah, I'm taking Shere Khan as my second villain.
Shere Khan. Nice. Mine, it's the basis of everything. Power, hungry, and evil. But in the movie, she's really good to her friends. She's got magic powers. She could transform me into anything, and she could transform herself into anything. I'm taking Ursula the Sea Witch from the line.
Really?
She can turn like her eel friends. She cares deeply about them, and I'd be like, oh, turn me into this today, and then I can turn into whatever I want to be.
Are we 100% sure that she wouldn't despise you for being a land mammal? She seems like a racist type.
No, I think I'd be fine. You think Hades would be mad you're not a god?
Actually, Shere Khan would probably be pissed at me.
Shere Khan would probably be pissed to shreds. Humans.
He hates humans so much. Okay, but I also hate a lot of humans. I think we could like get along.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
All right, fine.
Ursula,
you're picking some sea witch that's like never gonna hang out with you ever, and you're not gonna go down to see her. You need like a giant suit.
She would just be like, boom, now you can breathe underwater. Thanks, okay. Ursula.
Okay.
And she's a great singer. Why not?
How could she like, sing underwater? Like, it seems like bullshit.
I'll be like, Ursula, turn into Hades from Hercules, so then you could be Hades today. And she'll be like, okay, let's do it, because she can do that.
My God. All right, Ursula. Okay. God, you got some real douchebags on your list. Okay, I'm taking my number third pick. I was going to pick between Shere Khan and this guy, but now that you didn't take him, I'm taking Captain Hook. How fucking cool would it be to first go to Neverland where you're never going to age and you hang out with him and you get to be a pirate in a never, like you're not going to die of scurvy on Neverland. You're never going to die on Neverland. Nobody's going to kill you. You're going to hang out on a boat, drink, go swimming, hang out with people. Just be a pirate. I always wanted to be a pirate. If I'm going to be a Disney pirate, that's even better.
Okay. That's pretty good.
That's pretty amazing.
Pretty good. Very similar to my next pick.
What? Baron Samedi?
Very similar. And I think, what's Captain Hook's problem?
Really scared of
gators. Well,
he hates Peter Pan and he's scared of gators. Yeah.
The person I want, because I think Captain Hook's a pirate, but he's I don't know what kind of, you know, burning down cities and, you know, real sinister fun shit you're gonna do. I would like to be friends with Captain Barbossa.
from
Pirates of the Caribbean. He is also undead, and he turns into kind of a good guy throughout the movies, so he's understandable. And Jeffrey Rush is awesome.
Yeah.
Plus, he's like, they drink and they do all the fun stuff.
But aren't they all suffering? Don't they want to try to not be zombies? They're like, they hate that part of their life, that they just like keep yearning for something. They can't even taste food and can't drink.
It's not a big issue for me.
Sure. You know what? That's not a big issue for me enjoying the finer things in life.
Yeah, but I don't have to be one of the zombie things. I'm just friends with them. Orlando Bloom was kind of friends with him, and he wasn't a dead thing.
I think he was kind of. Oh, I guess. I guess later. Yeah, you're right.
Friends with him.
Oh, they turn into regular pirates after.
Yeah.
True. I'm just thinking of the first movie,
Captain,
I guess.
Barbossa is more of a badass version of Captain Hook.
Oh, my God. You picked the cheaters version, dude.
Okay. What do you got?
A live action.
You got your last one.
Fine. Okay. Well, now I'm going to go with one that I probably wasn't going to go with because it was a little iffy. But since this guy's picking Captain Barbossa, pretty much copying my Captain Hook, I'm going with Dr. Sherman. Do you know who that is?
Dr. Sherman? Who's Dr. Sherman?
The villain from Finding Nemo that fished out Nemo.
The dentist.
He is not really evil, but he's a dentist. So the villain tag, qualifies because he kidnapped Nemo and he's a dentist, so he tortures people on the daily. I would take him as my number four friend.
Are you talking P. Sherman?
Talking Dr. Sherman. I get
Doctor,
probably I the, get nice checkups.
The ability to get lost. The C is the bad guy.
Oh my God. I can't, you can't say Barbossa's the bad guy. He was only the bad guy in the first movie where you had to be a zombie.
Fine.
If we're going to get technical.
52 Wallaby Way City.
Woo! I'll take this doctor.
Your dental plan is going to look good.
It's going to be great. Dental plan.
Who did... What other... Okay, recap yours.
Okay, so we didn't have any... what's it called? Any overlap.
No overlap. The only one I even had on my list was Hades.
Okay, good. I had my honorable mentions, Lotso from Toy Story 3, because first of all, I already got his stuff. Yeah, I have his friend. I am his friend, but I didn't want to use it because I'm technically already his friend. Second, I had Prince John from Robin Hood, kind of a wiener, but he's rich and he's like easily manipulated. So I'd just be rich by association. I'd just be his like right-hand man, but I'd like the snake. I'd be like, okay, I'll just take some shit, but like ultimately I have full control. Syndrome from Incredibles.
Dirty little kid.
He was a little misunderstood, you know?
Nah, he's a envious jerk.
We'd be a tag team of superheroes. I'd probably be as like Jim Gordon or Barbara Gordon to his Batman.
Igor.
Jarvis. yeah, those are mine. What are yours?
Okay, so I had Jafar because when he gets into power, his friends like Iago, they get a lot of perks and benefits. They get to eat and they're safe. But he also has like mind control. So maybe we could dick around and have fun with that. But
it would be like being a friend with like some evil like terrorist or like evil mob boss.
I feel like he's not too concerned about
anyone else.
Being.
Yeah. Like, no.
Like at all. And then the last one, because he's a psycho, he's an absolute psycho, but I think he's funny. And if I'm on his good side, I think we'll have a good time, was Hopper from A Bug's Life.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's pretty funny. He makes jokes with the princess, but they're like sinister jokes.
Would you be the size of a grasshopper, or you're just an adult that's friends with a grasshopper?
I think I'd be a different...
Fuck. I would prefer the second one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he can't fuck with you at that point, and he's just a talking friendly, not so friendly, but talking grasshopper.
Yeah.
And you could just laugh at his dumb jokes.
He's pretty good.
Kill these ants. And you're like, chill, dude.
Yeah, let's do it.
Chill out. Let's just go to Applebee's.
Chill out, man. I'll get you a salad. And that was our list. So you had a
great friend.
So go through your four quick.
It'd be like B movie. Okay, my four. I have Hades, God of the Underworld, Shere Khan, God of Tigers, Captain Hook, God of Pirates, and Dr. Sherman, God of Fish Napping.
Dentistry. I have Maleficent, misunderstood actual hero in the other movies. Gaston, international douchebag who likes to have a good time. Ursula, the sea witch. The ability to transform me into anything and loves her friends. And Captain Barbossa. The much cooler version.
Nothing to sell them on. Nope.
No, Alyssa was like grabbing something in the back.
Classic.
Captain Barbossa, the cooler version of Captain Hook.
Okay. All right. Good recap.
Let's do some what we learned.
All right. Yours is Disney related, right?
Mine is Disney related.
Maybe we should just do yours first and then mine last so I don't instantly kill the momentum.
Yeah. You do have a lot of momentum killing contributions to this podcast. So what I learned was from my trip to Disney World. So if you want a souvenir from Disney World, one of the ones you would most likely want is, especially if you're going with your significant other, you're going to want the Splash Mountain photo. You know, it's that classic, you're on the log ride, you're doing something wacky. Apparently, if your mask is not on or your mask is not covering your nose or mouth, like mine was on my chin for the ride, you cannot buy the photo.
Ooh, that makes sense. I get that, though.
And it's just like, God.
They can't be incriminated, but like, not like, oh.
Yeah, it's like a big protocol or something, but it's like, how do you know it just didn't get blown off? I'm going down a 50-foot drop. could have just got sucked down. No, she's just like, you can't buy that. I'm like, oh, right on. Well, I took a picture of it anyway. So I've got the phone picture, but I was pretty bummed to find out I couldn't get our Splash Mountain photo.
You see what cancel culture got us? We can't even buy a fucking Splash Mountain photo. Poor shame.
They wouldn't say no to money.
They'd lose so much more money getting sued. Oh, Disney doesn't care about masks. Oh, no, no, it just fell off. No, no. He doesn't care.
If they gave me that photo, they better lawyer up.
Unreal. All right. So what I learned was nothing Disney related. I wasn't aware that I had to do a Disney related what I learned.
Didn't have to.
I should have, though, to be honest.
Yeah, you screwed up, but you didn't have to.
So here's a nice boring one. What I learned about this week, I learned about the anchoring effect and how to use it to your advantage when negotiating salary or price. So anchoring is when an individual puts too much weight on an initial piece of information put forth. So for example, I'll ask you, Lindo, do you know what the height of the tallest redwood tree is?
No.
Do you think it's taller or shorter than 1,500 feet?
Shorter.
Okay, what height do you think it's at, if you can make a guess?
I don't know. 1,000 feet.
Okay, so the actual height is 379 feet, but your guess was 1,000 feet, which was like ridiculously high for a tree. But because I put a 1,500 foot anchor into your brain, you were primed to think that it was closer to that range than anywhere farther, right? So like a way you can apply this bias to help you in life, like when negotiating a salary or a price or something. Say, for example, you're in an interview and they asked you, oh, what's your expected compensation? Well, you'd be like, you could say something, well, the top firm, like say the top firm pays this, their top position, this much money annually. So as to like set a high anchor to prime your interviewer into giving you a better price than maybe they would have originally gave you, like something like 60 grand. And if you say like 90, maybe they'll come, oh, they'll be like, oh, can't give them on the low end. And they'll think in more terms of a higher range. So that's what I learned.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Go negotiate some stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to have to learn for vehicles soon and furniture.
Can you negotiate on furniture?
Yeah, apparently everywhere.
Yeah, I'll give you like 80 bucks for a mattress.
I'll give you 80 bucks and this photo of me signed.
This Splash Mountain photo of my
How much does that get me? Zero and 80 bucks.
You can get the hell out of my store. That's,
that's it.
That's it. That's all, my friend.
Awesome. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. I liked it.
That was a fun one. Look what happened when I put in any effort in.
I like that St. Patrick's Day episode.
Yeah.
There's nothing on St. Patrick's Day, man.
It's Ireland.
It's so hard.
It's such a crappy place.
No. Worst people and worst culture.
Oh, my God, mon Dieu. All right.
Bye, cheers, everyone. The Perfectly Cromulent Podcast.